Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in today. I want you all to know how deeply I value and appreciate each one of you. Today, we're going to dig into something crucial, something that could change the way you navigate through life. Let's talk about the signals God sends us. Have you ever noticed that God doesn't just whisper hints? He practically puts up billboards to get our attention. Are we paying attention, though? These aren't just warnings to stop us from slipping back into old, harmful habits. Indeed, he's alerting us about more than just our sins. What about friends who might not be the best influence? Or a relationship that feels a bit off? Ever had a nagging feeling that your job might not be the right fit for you? These are the kinds of divine hints we need to watch for. Why does this matter? Well, have you ever seen what happens when you ignore a sign for too long? It can lead you down paths you never intended to walk. How can you spot these divine warnings? Think about the outcomes they're leading to. What kind of fruits are your choices producing in your life? Jesus said, "You will know them by their fruits." It's like seeing a fruit tree. Good fruits suggest health and growth, but bad fruits, they're a clear indication that something is wrong. And just like in relationships, ignoring these red flags often leads to heartache. So ask yourself, are the people in your life bringing you joy and positivity, or stress and negativity? Are your choices drawing you closer to God, or pushing you away? Do they align with God's will and your moral values? If you're noticing signs that something's amiss, don't just brush them aside. Tune into the Holy Spirit's guidance. Feeling a tug on your heartstrings or a pang of guilt? That's the Holy Spirit urging you to pause, reflect, and perhaps choose a different path. Let's dive deeper into understanding these signals and how we can respond to them more effectively. Sometimes in relationships, whether with friends, romantic partners, or even at work, you might get this nagging sense that something isn't right. This could be the Holy Spirit nudging you, prompting you to take a closer look at your environment and the people around you. It's a call to sharpen your discernment, to clearly identify the true nature of the individuals and situations you find yourself in. It's crucial, however, to pay attention to these convictions. Ignoring them can lead to a gradual fading of that inner voice, to a point where it becomes silent. This can cause you to drift further away, potentially leading you down a path of recovery, a situation you definitely want to avoid. So, when you see those red flags waving, whether in your personal life or at work, don't just brush them aside. Address them before you find yourself in too deep, unable to recognize the warning signs anymore. Consider what happens when love blinds you to the red flags in a relationship. People often say love is blinding because it's true. You can end up hurt or on a path of self-destruction because you fail to heed the warnings. And this isn't just about relationships. It applies to habitual sins too. If you keep ignoring that guilty feeling after repeating the same mistakes, telling yourself it's okay, you need to stop. You must confront these actions and change your course to avoid ending up with a recovery mind, a state where you no longer feel remorse or recognize the wrong in your actions. Even the Bible reflects on this through the story of David. He started as a God-fearing man who defeated Goliath and became a king. Yet, as he grew complacent in his role, he found himself making grave mistakes, like coveting one of his loyal soldier's wife seen from his palace roof. In a grave misstep, David orchestrated events that led to an affair with her, ultimately causing the death of one of his most trusted soldiers, who was also her husband. He had the soldier placed at the front lines, ensuring his demise, all to hide the affair. For a while, David believed he had escaped any consequences. Everything seemed fine until a prophet, sent by God, approached him with a story. This tale mirrored David's own dark deeds, though he didn't realize it initially. You should check it out. It's all there in the books of 1 and 2 Samuel. When David finally understood that the parable was about his own sins, seen from another angle, he rebuked himself and repented. I'm sharing this because it reflects how God communicates with us. He often sends messages tailored to our circumstances, urging us to see and correct our paths. It could be through a sermon that hits exactly what we're experiencing. I've felt that before, sitting in church, hearing something that felt directed right at me. It's a call to listen closely and to repent. This message, or perhaps even this video, might be the nudge you need to reevaluate your actions or cut ties with detrimental relationships or jobs. It's about listening to that voice, whether it comes from within, from others around you, or through divine intervention, urging you to make right choices and steer clear of paths that lead to spiritual and moral decay. I need to take those sermons to heart and truly repent for my sins. It's as if God is speaking directly to me through them, warning me to avoid paths that lead to corruption. Think of it as divine intervention trying to steer us clear of harm. Ever wondered why life sometimes throws us into tough situations? It's not always because we're being punished. Often, God uses these challenges to polish our inner qualities, like forging our hope, strengthening our character, and boosting our perseverance. These tough times can actually shape us into tougher, more resilient people. But have you considered that sometimes these difficulties are more than just trials? They might actually be wake-up calls, nudging us to reassess our lives and realign with God's path when we've wandered off. Let's take a moment to reflect on the story of Pharaoh and Moses from the Bible. Despite the catastrophic plagues devastating his realm, Pharaoh dug in his heels, refusing to free the Israelites. His decision was more than a political standoff. It was an outright challenge to God's authority, prioritizing his own power over divine command. This narrative does more than recount history. It mirrors our own lives. Ever caught yourself putting your wants over what God has planned for you? Notice how the stakes seem to rise, pushing you back towards the right track. This is somewhat similar to how a parent disciplines a child. Imagine a kid who never faces the consequences of their misbehavior. Likely, they'd grow up feeling entitled, acting without regard for others. This unchecked behavior hardly builds a well-mannered adult. Conversely, when a child is taught to understand the repercussions of their actions, they learn respect, empathy, and realize they're not the center of the universe. In the same way, God disciplines us, not out of a desire to see us suffer, but out of love. His discipline is meant to guide us, keeping us from straying too far from the moral and spiritual pathways that lead to true fulfillment and divine closeness. It's a corrective measure designed to help us acknowledge our missteps, learn from them, and adjust our lives to align with His will. So when life gets tough, how do we interpret these trials? Are they simply obstacles meant to strengthen us, or are they divine signals urging us to get back on track? Understanding the purpose behind our hardships is crucial. It helps us navigate them more effectively, using these experiences as opportunities for growth and deeper spiritual reflection. This approach doesn't just help us survive our trials, it helps us thrive, drawing us closer to God with every challenge we face. Isn't it remarkable how our toughest moments can lead to our greatest spiritual growth? Some of you may have experienced this, like you're in a relationship where you've placed your partner above everything else, even above God. What do you think happens when this imbalance grows too great? Often, God steps in to correct our course, sometimes through painful means. It might mean the end of a relationship that you held dear. This tough love, though hard to bear at the moment, is God's way of drawing us back to Him, reminding us of His enduring presence and our need for a deeper connection with Him. Why does this happen? It's because idolizing something or someone to the extent that it overshadows our relationship with God can lead us astray, spiritually lost in fleeting happiness. God prefers that we face the truth, even if it means heartbreak, because it leads us back to spiritual salvation. God's warnings don't just stop at personal interventions. Have you ever experienced vivid dreams that seem to speak directly to your situation? These aren't just random dreams, but could be messages from God Himself, often depicted throughout the Bible. Dismissing these as mere coincidences could mean missing out on divine guidance meant to protect or direct you. That's why it's crucial to write down every detail of such dreams as soon as you wake up. But how do you know if these dreams are truly from God or tricks of the devil meant to lead you astray? This is where discernment comes into play, guided by a strong foundation in Scripture. Always test your dreams against the Word of God to understand their true origin and meaning. This process of discernment isn't just about identifying divine messages, it's about continually nurturing a strong, active relationship with God. By grounding our spiritual journey in His teachings and love, we open ourselves up to not just hear, but truly listen and respond to what God is trying to tell us. This active engagement with God helps ensure our path remains aligned with His will, steering us clear of potential dangers and guiding us towards spiritual growth and fulfillment. I cherish each and every one of you deeply, and I hope this video serves as a source of encouragement. I realize that some topics might stir emotions, but please remember, you're not alone. Peace, love, and the presence of God are always with you, and so is everyone here in this community. We're all in this journey together. Much love to you all. Until we meet again, take it easy. Peace out.